From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama met today with more than 30 members of Congress from both sides of the aisle to discuss current U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. After the session, Republican Senator John McCain characterized the talks as positive.
I think we had a good meeting with the president, and it is his decision to make as commander-in-chief. We also obviously have a role to play as members of Congress as well.
The president told the leaders his decision would be based on what he thought would be the best way to prevent future attacks on the U.S. His military commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, has asked for tens of thousands of more troops. The Senate has passed a Pentagon funding bill that would push the price tag for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to more than $1 trillion. The vote was 93-7. The $600-plus billion bill would ban any transfer of accused enemy combatants from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to the U.S. The president says the U.S. is making real progress in the struggle to defeat al-Qaeda and its allies. In a visit to the National Counterterrorism Center, he pointed to the recent arrest of Najibullah Zazi as an example. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
Najibullah Zazi is the 24-year-old Afghan immigrant who's accused of having ties to senior al-Qaeda leaders and of plotting an attack in New York. U.S. spy agencies tracked Zazi for weeks before his arrest. In a speech at the National Counterterrorism Center, President Obama praised staffers for staying vigilant and working together to foil the plot.
The record of your service is written in the attacks that never occur because you thwarted them, and in the countless Americans who are alive today because you saved them. For that, America is in your debt.
Of course, the president added, al-Qaeda remains a determined, resourceful enemy, but he promised to keep relentless pressure on the network, including working to deny al-Qaeda a safe haven. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Swiss Justice Ministry has denied bail to filmmaker Roman Polanski, who's awaiting extradition to the U.S. Polanski fled L.A. 31 years ago after pleading guilty to having sex with a child. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
It looks as though Roman Polanski will have to stay a while longer in his prison cell in Zurich. Swiss officials say they haven't yet received a formal request from the U.S. that he be sent back to California. But they note there's a high risk Polanski would flee the country if released from custody. So he will have to stay behind bars until the legal proceedings end. Polanski's lawyers are also asking Switzerland's highest criminal court to free the filmmaker. However, the cards are stacked against him there as well. A Swiss spokesman says the Justice Ministry has submitted a letter to the tribunal explaining why it opposes his release. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR. A liberal Wisconsin senator is accusing the White House of using policy czars as a way of avoiding congressional scrutiny. Senator Russ Feingold says Congress deserves to know what territory the 18 Obama administration officials cover, including whether they make policy. The issue came up at a subcommittee hearing on Tuesday when Feingold released a letter from White House counsel Gregory Craig defending the use of special advisors. British Airways, which is heading for big losses for the second year in a row, has announced a range of cost-saving measures. Larry Miller filed this report from London.
British Airways says it's cutting 1,700 jobs, freezing cabin crew pay for the next 2 years, and recruiting new staff on less generous pay and conditions than current employees. BA explains revenues are down, so cost must be reduced and profitability restored, and went on to say the airline's long-term survival relies on these cuts. In the last financial year, BA lost nearly $650 million. Unions warn these job cuts won't be the last. Faced with falling revenue, especially in the lucrative business class, BA has been desperately trying to plug the financial hole. Last summer, employees were asked to work for free for a month or take unpaid leave. It's also dropped food from short flights and will be charging for reserving designated seats. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Southern California officials say the fire burning near the town of Wrightwood in the San Bernardino Mountains is now 75% contained. The blaze has blackened some 7,100 acres. Helicopters dropped water on the sheep fire close to the burned areas to bolster fire lines. Cooler temperatures helped crews contain the blaze. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.